This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Back with the eye. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we are scheduled to be joined by a real cool guy. This guy I worked with at Motor Trend. He was actually my supervisor. He was executive editor of the magazine when I was there, but he was there long before me, and he is no longer there, as many other good people are no longer part of that team, but Matt Stone is an author. He's written, I don't know how many books, I've lost count, 10, 15, 20, something like that. He's also a great photographer. He also was used by the Speed Channel and the Velocity Channel as a color commentator at the Barrett Jackson Options for years until they made some changes there. And the latest book is a really cool one. It's called Hot Rod Empire. It's the story of Robert E. Peterson and the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. And what magazines are we talking about? We're talking about Hot Rod Magazine first in 1948. We're talking Motor Trend in 1949. This gentleman, Mr. Peterson, built a publishing empire, literally from nothing. In the end, when he sold the company off, he had 75 different titles, mainly focused on specialty things. He had, you know, he had motorcycle magazines, he had boating magazines, he had gun magazines, he had bride magazines, he had magazines about every subject under the sun. And back then, it was worth a lot of money, and he sold it for a mighty, mighty big price. I believe it was $1 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. While I was in Motor Trend, it went through many different owners. First, it was a British company called EMAP. They were okay. Then came Prime Media. They were actually very good. Then came the evil ones. Yes, the evil ones that held it for a while. We won't even bother to tell you their names. And now, of course, Motor Trend is a part of the family of products held by the Discovery Network, the Discovery Channel, because Motor Trend has got so many subscribers to their videos. I mean, 5-6 million subscribers. They have a paid subscription as well as a free subscription model, and this is big, and it started out very innocently, and all of a sudden they realized they could make money off this, and then they ended up pouring just tons of money and people into this, and now they've got a really solid lineup of shows. And now if you go to the Motor Trend channel, you can see other Velocity shows, including my friend Wayne Carini of Chasing Classic Cars fame. His show is on there. Imagine a bunch of other magazines. Imagine a bunch of other automotive TV shows are on there as well. So we're scheduled to be joined by Matt Stone. He is in California, in suburban Los Angeles. But Mackenzie tells me he's not answering the bat phone at home. And he should know that it's me calling on the bat phone. But he's a California guy. He's a California dude. And that means he's a little laid back. So he's probably out cruising around in one of his nice cars. He doesn't own a ton of cars. But he owns a really cool Shelby Mustang. He owns a really cool Porsche 911. And that's it. He's owned a ton in his lifetime. Cars that I wish I had the opportunity to own. You ever do that? You ever think about, you know, what could have been, what might have been? The older you get, at least I do. I think about choices that I made and consequences of those choices. If you're young like Mackenzie, he just turned 21, so congratulate him on that. He's got his whole life ahead of him. But if you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or your 70s, it's a little bit different, and it's a much harder world than it was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. My own profession here is under attack. I worked for Motor Trend for 10 years. I was their radio host. I was also a writer and editor for the magazine. I also had a blog, which was called Radioactive, for the magazine. I also did streaming video in the really early days, live on MotorTrend.com. We did some from the SEMA show in Las Vegas and a couple of other venues, and they chose 3 people. They chose Angus Mackenzie, the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend, later chief creative officer of the entire Motor Trend group, and Gene Jennings, world-famous Gene Jennings, Gene Lindemood, she used to be called before she was married, and she was with Car Driver originally, and she, along with David E. Davis, started Automobile Magazine back in 1986, and I was reading these magazines when I was a kid and a young guy, and I never thought I'd reach a place in my life where I could meet these people, interview these people, become friends with these people. These are legendary people. But the magazine business is not what it used to be. All you have to do is go to the newsstand, pick up Time magazine these days. It's about as thin as a pamphlet. I mean, literally, there used to be car brochures printed in the 1970s that are thicker than some weekly magazines that are being printed today. Everybody's going online. Everybody's reading their content online, and that's all fine and good. But there's different states in play when it does to do with advertising compared to traditional print advertising, which was a very lucrative business, hence the number of magazines. I mean, you go to the airport, you fly in someplace, and before you're getting on a plane, maybe you're like me and you'll buy a magazine or two, and you'll see, whoa, there are a lot of magazines still out there, but there are a lot of magazines that are just hanging by threads. And who's to blame for this too? Bloggers. And, you know, I don't have any fault with any particular blog or any particular blogger. I mean, some of them have gone on to work at real legitimate publications like Motor Trend. My good friend there at Motor Trend, Johnny Lieberman, was a big-time blogger with, I think, Autoblog or something like that. And we found him and said, hey, this guy can actually write. Unlike a lot of people that have blogs, a lot of people can throw up a website here in 2019, get a domain, and then proclaim to the world that they are an expert, even if they have no experience whatsoever. But they can present themselves, and they can get all the other social media accounts, and they can get all kinds of followers. You could even pay. There are folks in India right now that you can pay American dollars to that will get you so many followers, so many subscribers. I know a guy who's based out of Arizona who has a automotive website. He doesn't have any readers. Nobody even knows who the blazes this guy is. But he's got a lot of money. And so he's paid these Indian companies to make it look like he's got a lot of followers. The reality, the guy's a joke. There's a lot of people out there in the business world of automobiles and media. It's maybe I sound bitter. Well, I am. I'm bitter because I've spent my entire life doing this, and I've seen it go from one thing to the other. I love doing Auto World. I started it in 1992 while I was doing another radio job, and it was a hobby in the beginning, and it became my full-time job. And when we come back on the other side, I'm going to rant and rave some more about what's going on in the automotive media and how you can help out. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you'd like to talk anything in the realm of automobiles, I'm here for you. With Bob at Auto World Radio. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live. Thank you very much for being here. We're having some fun here. We were expecting to be chatting with Matt Stone, the author of a wonderful new book called Hot Rod Empire. Robert E. Peterson, the creation of the world's most popular car and motorcycle magazines. It's an American success story. That's one thing I've been very fortunate enough to travel around. I didn't start traveling till I was late in life. I'll tell you the truth. I never flew until I was 39 years old, but I sure as blazes made up for it, because I, during my motor train years, I went to tons of car introductions and shows and saw stuff that I never ever thought that I would ever see. You know, I never expected to see far away from Needham, Massachusetts, where I grew up. But I got to see and got to meet icons, including this gentleman who's the subject of this book, Robert E. Peterson, and his wife, Margie. Robert E. is passed on and, of course, leaves his legacy as the magazines that are still being sold today, Hot Rod and Motor Trend. And of course, he's the guy that put up all the money. Just about all the money for the Peterson Museum. There were other people that contributed, but even in recent years, his widow gave like $20 million or so just to give him a little shot in the arm. If you're ever in the Los Angeles area, check out the Peterson Museum. I haven't been there since they did it over, and it looks weird. There's no other way to say it. I personally think they made a terrible mistake by putting the cladding on the outside of the building. They were trying to make something really, really cool, and it's these kind of wavy sheets of aluminum, and they do look cool for right now. They look cool, but I don't know about 4 or 5 years from now if they're going to look so cool. I think they're going to look back and say, I don't know if we should have done this, but they did it. And they also redid the interior of the museum. It is one of the best auto museums in the country. When I used to be at Motor Trend, we were only about two or three blocks down the street towards Beverly Hills. So we used to do some various events there. And then there was the yearly fundraising gala that was always fun. And in attendance were a lot of car people, a lot of movie star car people, some of the more unusual ones that I met. Let's see, Phyllis Diller. How do you like that? Does anybody out there even know who Phyllis Diller is? Well, Phyllis Diller was a famous female comedian. And you know, she was a big deal in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. And then she started getting up there in age by the time the 1980s rolled around, 1990s. I met her in the 1990s or early 2000s. She's a car person. Yeah, I met her at the Peterson Gala. Lonnie Anderson. Here's a name from the past. Burt Reynolds' girlfriend. The woman who was one of the stars of WKRP in Cincinnati. I met her at the Peterson Gala. And she is a car person. Of course, lots of musicians, and they've had a number of different themed exhibits about musicians and their cars. There's a synergy that goes together. Usually, whether you're a rock and roller, or whether you're a country artist, whether you're a rap artist, or an R&B artist, or jazz artist, there's a good chance that you're a car person, especially in the hot rod section, especially in the classic rock area. Those tend to be the ones that really collect the muscle cars and the exotic cars, and in certain cases specialize, like my great friend Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, who collects hot rods. He has them built. They're one of a kind, absolutely one of a kind, and they're stored in the vault of the Peterson Museum when he is not around or wants to use one of those vehicles. Billy has a place in Beverly Hills and a place in Houston, and he splits his time there. He's Texas. It's a little band from Texas, and he's actually got a wonderful new song. Wish I could play it for you right now, but if we had the capability of me being able to play the bumpers from this end, he's got a great song, and it's about the early days of NASCAR, and it's a duet with country star Ronnie Millsap. And it's all about how it all started years ago with the moonshine. I remember one of the old stock car drivers, Johnson, what's his last name? Of course, legendary driver for Ford and many other manufacturers, but he said to me, you know, he got his start running moonshine because there was a time in this country, believe it or not, that alcohol was outlawed. It was a very, very brief time, you know, the prohibition years, and people still managed to drink. They had kind of secret bars, and people made alcohol in stills, and then they moved it around in very fast cars, and they had police officers chasing after them, and that was the start of what became NASCAR. And so Billy and Ronnie Millsap have chronicled that in a great new song. We'll have to get it into the bumper rotation here on the show. If you'd like to talk anything about 2018, 2019, 2020 vehicles, I am ready, willing, and able to do that. What's the car I'm most excited about coming out here? And that's going to be the Shelby Mustang GT500. This is the most powerful Mustang, the most powerful Ford ever made. Even more powerful than their $500,000 to $600,000 Ford GT with a proper V8 engine. The 5.2 liter, the Voodoo engine, except it's called the Predator in this particular guise. It's got a gigantuan supercharger on top, and it doesn't have a clutch. It doesn't have a traditional clutch. It has two pedals, and lots of people are saying boo to that, but that's the way Ferraris are sold, and that's the way Lamborghinis are sold, and Aston Martins, and Bugattis, and things like that. There are computers today that could shift faster than even the world's greatest racing car drivers of all time, milliseconds. So they have taken that same technology that they showcased in this generation, the 2017 Ford GT, which they're sold out of, and now are coming out with an additional 300, and who's going to get picked for one of those 300? Well, it's up for debate. Number one, you have to have $500,000 to $600,000. I can't believe, who would believe that 7,000 people applied for the first batch? Can you believe that there are 7,000 people out there with that kind of money to spend? And then Ford, they selected it based on a modern thing. Influencers. Which people with the money can we give the car to that's going to influence people through the social media? So there are a lot of people who should have got the car that didn't. Jay Leno got car number 13. Yeah, he should have got one. There's no doubt about that. This is Auto World. More rants and raves coming up on the other side. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department blames radical terrorists for the death of more than 200 people, including several Americans in Sri Lanka. The BBC's Samuel Kiley reports security forces have fanned out following 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels.
There were special forces troops I've just seen also on the outskirts of the airport in Balaclava, so clearly they are operating on the basis that this complex attack may not yet be over.
Police say a total of 13 people have been arrested. Pope Francis denounced the bombings through an interpreter.
To all the victims of such a cruel act of violence,
affido al Signore quanti sono tragicamente scomparsi.
I entrust to the Lord all who so tragically died.
E tutti coloro che soffrono a causa di questo drammatico evento.
And all those who suffer because of this traumatic event.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, he's on the tardy list. There's no question about it. Matt Stone is having too much fun. That's what he's known for, just having just a little too much fun. Maybe he's out signing these books, the new book, Hot Rod Empire, or any of the other great books that he's written. He wrote a wonderful book about Steve McQueen. He's really close friends with Chad McQueen, who I've interviewed and met a couple of times. That was Steve McQueen's son. Now, many younger folks like Mackenzie may not know who Steve McQueen is. Well, Steve McQueen was a kind of an iconic guy in the 60s. Even I was too young for it. And he's got the famous movie called Bullet, and it's chase scenes. And he also did a famous movie called Lama, which I hate to say, I've never seen. And that's awful for a car guy not to have seen that movie. That movie was done by Steve McQueen, and he did his own driving. It's like Paul Newman. That's another gentleman that Matt Stone has written a book about. And Paul Newman didn't become a race car driver until he was in his late 60s, and then did it well into his 70s, and was a real character, and liked to take cars and kind of put a really make sleepers. You know, he would get a kind of a boring Volvo, and then he would put like a racing Ford V8 engine in it. So he would be blowing off people in Corvettes and Porsches and everything else. But tremendous driver, tremendous driver. I remember David Letterman, who I've never had the pleasure of meeting in person. I've been to his show and his taping, but David Letterman tells the story of buying one of these hot rod Volvos, and he's on the phone, and David Letterman was intimidated. Paul Newman's on the phone asking if I want to buy a car, and he says, of course, I got to buy the car. Yeah, I want the car. And then Paul Newman says to David Letterman, do you want a puffer on it? And David Letterman says, I didn't know what blazes he's talking about. What's a puffer? But I figured I'd better say, yeah, I'll have a puffer. And so the puffer was a supercharger. So David Letterman got one of these, and Jerry Seinfeld chronicled that on one of his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee the first time around with going when it was on Crackle. I guess now it's on Netflix, and I hope someday they put those on DVD. That would be a nice collection to have. But I started to tell you about the car I'm most excited about. If I had the money, I would like to own a Shelby GT500 Mustang, the new one. They tell me it's just spectacular. Kind of bridging the gap between the Demon from FCA, which is the fastest straight-line car you'll ever be able to buy from the factory, and their own Shelby GT350R, which is kind of a race car for carving quarters and driving on the racetrack. This one reportedly splits the difference, and you'll be able to order the car if you prefer, taking your car to the track, which is a big deal for rich guys these days. There are tracks that have sprung up all over the country for people to take their really expensive cars and drive them. If they crash them, it's their fault. But, there are so many cars being sold today that would have won races, literally. Would have won. For example, I mean, you have to do is look at the modern American muscle cars right now. Look at what a wonderful time we have. We got the Ford GT with 440 horsepower. We got the Bullet Edition, named after Steve McQueen there, 480 horsepower. Then we got the Shelby GT 350, both in regular and form, R form, and that's around 540 horsepower, normally aspirated, has a very fancy crankshaft called a flat plane crank, and it makes this whoop, 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 whoop noise. It really, my friends at Motor Trend told me it sounds incredible, especially in the canyon hills of California, and this is a kind of crankshaft that's put in Ferraris and Lamborghinis, hence, that's why they have an unusual sound. I was sitting at a red light in here in the Orlando area of Florida, and a Lamborghini Murcielago went through, they had the green light. They just went right past me, and the guy was shifting his paddle shifters, and that had that same whoop, whoop, whoop. That's the same kind of thing you can get in the Shelby GT350. Now, they're not going to do that in the 500, but they are going to give us somewhere in the 700 to 800 horsepower. FCA has got the crown with the Demon at 840. Of course, we're not counting Bugattis, which cost multiple millions of dollars and put out 1,200 horsepower. If you've got $3 million like boxer Floyd Mayweather, which I believe Floyd has three of them at the last count, I think, maybe four. They got a new model. They'll have one of those soon. I know this female automotive journalist who I give her an awful lot of credit for getting to drive that top of the line Chiron, it's called, from Bugatti. They gave her the keys at Pebble Beach and said, drive it to Los Angeles. And here she is, just a journalist. And I give her a whole lot of credit. Someday we'll have her on the show. I'm going to keep her name a mystery to you for right now. But, okay, so we got the Mustangs covered, and then we look at the Camaro. The best, the hottest Camaro is ZL1. It has the same engine as the Corvette Z06, which is 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, either a manual gearbox 6-speed or a 10-speed automatic. The automatic is faster. It is not a dual clutch. It is a traditional automatic. It is faster shifting if you want the ultimate 0 to 60 machine. That vehicle does a great job on the track as well. Chevrolet made a limited run of Z28 Camaros, and the chief engineer for Camaro, Al Openizer, who's a good friend of mine, really put his heart and soul into that vehicle. It was a previous generation Camaro. There are still some out there that are brand new on lots. I think it would have been the 2015 model year, maybe 2014 model year. They cost $75,000, but they got ceramic brakes. They got the largest tires on the front of the car that have ever been put on the front of a production car. So the thing will like dust Porsches on a racetrack. So if you're one of those rich fellows or ladies out there, or privileged, however you want to call it, or lucky, perhaps you're a professional athlete, a musician, or perhaps you're a captain of industry, or you're a executive with one of these highfalutin companies, which pays the highfalutin paycheck, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. As you can tell, I can actually do talk radio, so I will actually put my word out that if there are any of our fine Genesis Communication Network stations that is looking for a local host, I wouldn't mind working for you. So keep it in mind. I can do. I filled in for some of the great names, including Kate Delaney, right here on this very same network. Of course, I've had some health problems in the last few years, but I'm on the other side of that. I'm only getting better. So my voice is a whole lot better in this hour of the broadcast than in previous hours. But if there's anybody out there looking, I'll be your PD. I'll be your afternoon guy. I'm really not a morning person, but I'll be your morning person. I'll come, and I'll still do Auto World as well. So support your local radio station. Support the advertisers that you hear on your local radio station. Support the advertisers that you hear on this show, both locally and nationally. Support the advertisers on the GCN network, because radio... Queen had the song Radio Gaga. Of course, they, I think, nominated for some Oscars tonight, Bohemian Rhapsody. And, you know, that was about the dawn of MTV and the music video age, and radio kind of, there was another song called Radio Killed, no, Video Killed the Radio Star was the first song played on MTV, a video, I should say. And in many ways, radio has been hurt tremendously. That's not only because of, you know, now we have Sirius XM, we've got internet radio, we've got podcasts, we've got all kinds of choices out there. But just as we did in a previous hour of broadcast, tell you, beware of phony oil out there. Beware of phony authors and phony hosts of radio or TV shows that have nothing but the money to put it on, but they don't have anything to back it up. They don't have the skills. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the school, and they don't have the learning. Here you go. Telephone us right now, 855-660-4261. We'll throw out a trivia question on the other side. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We'll go to our trivia question. I have faith in my Auto World listeners. This is a tough question, but that Z28 Camaro, the Camaro went away for a number of years, came back, and they made a limited run of these Z28 Camaros. What engine was under the hood of that Z28? It began with the letter L, so I'm not going to give the other two letters. There's another letter, and there's a number. I know one of my listeners is going to get this. 855-660-4261. That's your telephone number. The gateway to Mackenzie, or you can email me up, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Meanwhile, I'll continue to talk a little bit about the crate days that we're having here muscle car wise. So do you realize that a standard NASCAR, it puts out about 600 horsepower, and some tracks they use what they call a restrictor plate, and it even puts out less than that. So we're talking about cars here that you can buy off the showroom floor that are more powerful than the ones that they run at the Daytona 500 and all the other NASCAR tracks. I mean, a lot of people, you know, a lot of my friends are surprised that, you know, the government or insurance companies haven't caught on or haven't put an end to it. Well, it's just because these vehicles are able to produce huge power and also good mileage, which is something that never could happen years ago. So we've covered Ford with their high-performance variants. We've covered Chevrolet. Now let's go to FCA. So the Demon was the purpose-built quarter-mile car. It theoretically is the fastest car in the world, 0 to 60, fastest car in the world in the quarter mile. It's outlawed, actually, by the Hot Rod, National Hot Rod Association, because it's too fast. It's actually outlawed because it doesn't have a roll cage, but you have to put a roll cage in it if you're going to use it. And I imagine there are a number of them being used for that. I missed that press trip. I didn't get a chance to drive that. My friend Paul Eisenstein, who we hear on the show, had the opportunity. I wish I got that one. Another one I missed too recently is their offerings for 2019-2020. And the latest, you know, everybody went crazy when they came out with the Hellcat, 707 horsepower, and either your your Challenger SRT8 or your Charger SRT8, and now that minimum has gone up to, I believe, 747 horsepower. But they've created a special model called the Red Eye, and this one puts out 790 plus horsepower. So that's your most powerful car that you can buy right now, and it is a son of the demon and very tractable. People have told me that have driven this car that, you could be 75 years old and use this car as a daily driver. You could go down to your local Walgreens or CVS, pick up your prescriptions and go off to the local grocery store and get your groceries, and you wouldn't even know that you were sitting on that kind of power. It's kind of like sitting on a rocket launcher, like a Saturn rocket booster from the 1960s, the kind of boosters that brought us to the moon. But it's a golden age. And electric cars, are they going to kill performance? No, they're not, because electric cars make a lot of torque, and you're going to see more and more of the integration of both gasoline engines and electric motors together. We see it in the Acura NSX right now, which has got two electric motors plus a high-performance V6 engine. You see it in the Ferrari LaFerrari, which had a very high-performance V8 engine with some electric technology. You saw it in the Porsche 97. What was it? The Speedster, the 918, electricity and gasoline in one vehicle, and huge. I mean, we're talking 1,000 horsepower. And so we are going to see, it's a different kind of horsepower, and if you're like me and kind of old-fashioned and like cars that run on gasoline, and you fill them up and you drive them like you did when your mom and dad were around or still are around today, nothing wrong with electric cars. I just don't think we're going to see a mass exodus of people abandoning gasoline and diesel powered vehicles and hybrid vehicles for the electric, because it really doesn't pay off. It really doesn't for the premium. Tesla is a good company. They make a couple of great products. I can't speak for the crashes that they've had. I can't speak for build quality, which I've been told is not very good. I've never driven one. They don't treat the journalists very well, I can tell you that. But let's see. We're getting some guesses, and it looks like we have a winner already. And the winner comes in from New Hampshire, listening on our great affiliate station there in New Hampshire, WCCM, or perhaps the FM variant of that station. And it was the LS7 engine that was used in the short-lived Camaro Z28. That was the same engine that was used in the previous generation Corvette Z06. It's a 427 V8. That's what it is. It's a big block. It's a 7-liter 427 V8. And I never had an opportunity to drive a Z28, but I know that Al, the chief engineer, was so thrilled to beat up Porsche and beat up Nissan's GTR on tracks and beat up McLaren and beat up Lamborghini and Ferrari, because here's a car. It was still expensive, $75,000, but it's not a million-dollar car. So what we can expect is more Challengers. They're going to continue to make the Challenger as it is right now. We may see some sort of styling update in the next year or two, but I could see that car going on till 2025, because they're actually selling more than they did when they first came out, which is just remarkable. I like the new Mustang a lot. I call it the sexy Mustang, and I've owned a couple of Mustangs in my day, and neither one of my Mustangs were what I would call sexy, but this new one has got a lot of curves, and it's a lot more upscale than any Mustang that they've ever put on the road, especially when you get into the higher trim models and you get into the Shelby editions. There's some really cool stuff. I know the Shelby GT500 will have an adjustable exhaust. You can flip a toggle switch and make it quiet, so you can, drive in your cul-de-sac and your neighbors won't be upset, and just putt into your driveway or garage. Or you can drive it in sport, or you can drive it in race, and the thing comes alive. It's not unlike Jaguar, which has in my opinion, my favorite exhaust note of any car currently for sale is the Jaguar F-Type R and its higher performance variant, the SVR, with 25 more horsepower, 575 to be exact. But this thing hoots and hollers and, you know, it will make any person, an arrested adolescent. I have one automotive radio host friend of mine, he says, oh, it's too loud. It's not too loud. It just is a hoot. You know, I would love one of those cars. I hope I am lucky enough to score a big job or win the lottery. I would take good care of all the people I owe a lot to, number one, and take good care of my family, but I would treat myself to a few vehicles, and that might be just one that I would have on that list. What's going to happen with the Corvette? That's the big question. They got the new King of the Hill. That's your most powerful GM product right now, the ZR1. I forget. I think it's 740, the horsepower. 740, 750. But still, that red-eye FCA product, Challenger, beats it with 790. Could they have made it 800? I think they could have. Why didn't they do it? That's the question. But that's an amazing vehicle. Just drive it with the traction control on. There was an accident with that car with the now president of General Motors, and he was the pace car at the Detroit Grand Prix, and someone had switched the traction control and all the electronic things that keep normal people who are not professional race car drivers from getting in over their head, and he didn't know that those symptoms were turned off, and guess what? He put his foot into it, and he put the thing into the wall, because you got to be careful. You got to know how to drive. You got to go to the Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving or the Skip Barber School of High Performance Driving and get some lessons if you're going to own one of those cars and take it on the track and take that traction control off. You keep the traction control on, as some of my journalist friends will call them, the nannies, the electronic nannies. If you take those electronic nannies off, lots of cars can become a handful, even minivans, believe it or not. I mean, there are minivans faster today than some race cars from the 1960s. And all those folks who spent all the big money buying the old muscle cars from the 60s and 70s, yeah, they look cool, but the problem is they don't brake very well, they don't handle very well, and they are dusted completely, 0 to 60, 0 to 100, top speed in every way else by what you can buy right now. So I thank you very much. Thanks to producer Mackenzie. We'll get Matt Stone with us for another week for a real cool story of a hot rod empire all about Robert E. Peterson. But that's going to do it for this edition of Auto World. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.